Alrighty.
Would the Pro Bowl mean that when you get that word?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously an honor. You know, it's something that, you know, it's not just my award. It's a team award. Obviously, you have to have a great offensive line, great quarterback, and guys around you that, you know, believe in you and help you. You know, we have a lot of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball that have helped me get open and things like that. And obviously, the coach is putting us in the right position. So it's a team award. It's an offensive award and our accomplishment, and definitely proud to rep them.
Mr. Thielen, get
in. Based on the fact that you had to go this long of a journey, I mean, you were a practice squad guy, and now you're a Pro Bowl. I mean, what does that mean to you to go that journey and get here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be, you know, cooler, you know, when I get to look back at it when my career is done. Right now, I'm just trying to focus on beating the Green Bay Packers and doing everything I can to help this team win games. So not thinking about too much about that right now, but like I said, definitely an honor and definitely proud to represent this team.
How much credit does Mrs. Thielen get for the social media push to get you in?
Yeah, she, you know, she's obviously been a huge supporter in everything I've done along the way, and she's a big reason why I'm here today, so... definitely appreciate her and the little man and all they've done for me. Just not only that, but just off the field and just all of her support.
You think you guys should have had more than four Pro Bowlers?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's tough to get everybody in the Pro Bowl, but there's a lot of guys on our defense and offense side of the ball that I think are Pro Bowl caliber guys and maybe go unnoticed. So there definitely should have been more, in my opinion, but my opinion doesn't count.
Is your wife aware that if you make the Super Bowl, she won't get the trip to Hawaii?
Yeah, she's okay with that. And it's not in Hawaii, so.
It's in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Still warm.
Yeah. But no, I think she'd be plenty okay with not going to go to the Super Bowl.
You had a big day at Lambeau a couple of years ago when you were really coming into your own. What does that feel mean to you? What was it like to play there?
Well, it's a special place. I mean, there's a lot of tradition. You know, it's an unbelievable atmosphere. It's a fun place to play because you're going to get booed. You're going to get a loud atmosphere and crazy fans. So it's a really fun place to play, and it's a tough place to win. So we're going to have to bring our best effort, that's for sure.
Adam, do you expect that'll be any different Saturday night when they don't have a playoff?
No, if I know the Packer fans at all, I don't think they really care what the records are. You know, we're the Minnesota Vikings, and they don't like us very much. So I expect it to be just as crazy as if it were a game for them to get in the playoffs or a playoff game. You know, they're really smart football fans, and I think they bring it every time. Yeah, I mean, I think as competitors, it doesn't really – obviously, it's for the fans, it might be a little different. But for us, we're trying to compete. It doesn't matter if, you know, if you're 0-15 or, you know, 15-0. You're gonna treat each game the same, and you're going to try to show what you can do every game, because every game is an audition in this league. And, you know, this is your chance to either earn a job or you know, some guys lose jobs because of how their performance. So you have to bring it every week. Doesn't matter what week it is in your record.
What do you remember, though, from this exact point last year, next to last game, Saturday, Green Bay, how you guys felt? You probably were eliminated from the playoffs. Then the plane slides off the runway, you know, yet another that whole weekend and all that.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting whole weekend and all that. But, but yeah, like I said, it was you know, we still were playing our tails off and trying to get better and things like that. And I think that kind of, you know, helped us transition to this year. You know, the way we played the last couple of weeks of last year and into kind of that carries into this season. So I don't think there's ever a time where you're not playing for anything. I think you're always trying to get better as a team and as an individual, and will help you in the following year if you're out of the playoffs.
And we get a sense for just how stacked the NFC is. You played almost the entire sort of playoff field, and yet, you know, still nothing's really clinched other than division. Seems like it's as good as ever.
Yeah, there's some really good teams, and we've played almost all of them. So, it's a tough division, and we know that. I think that's why these last couple weeks are so important for us, because we want to put ourselves in the best position because there are so many good teams, and I think once we get into the playoffs, anybody can win, and I think that's why it's going to be so huge to try to get some home field games and try to get our fans into it to help us moving forward.
Rudolph said a few minutes ago that he was disappointed that he didn't make the Pro Bowl. Just your thoughts on him not making it.
Yeah, obviously I think he's a Pro Bowl caliber player. I think he's had a Pro Bowl a year. I'm disappointed for him because he's a hard worker. He's a guy that he fights through injuries and he performs, and he's been a big part of our offense success. So, that's just how it works. You know, sometimes that's just how it works out. But you move on and you keep trying to get better. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.